This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 4. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 12. It says there, "Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually resulted in the advancement of the good news." End of quote. God's plan and purpose may not always be your plans and purposes. Bible affirms this truth in the book of Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 9. We can read there, "God's thoughts are not your thoughts, God's ways are not your ways. Just like the heavens are higher than the earth, so are His ways higher than your ways, and His thoughts than your thoughts." Joseph testified this truth when he said, and it is recorded in Genesis 50:20, he said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." End of quote. Joseph could have repaid for their evil works when he had an excellent opportunity on his hand. Yet, he allowed God's plan to be fulfilled in his life. Apostle Paul was a great man of God and a very well-organized believer in Jesus. Yet few of the circumstances occurred to him were not according to his wishes or plans. Romans chapter 1 says how much he was eager to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in the city of Rome, which was the center of the then world. However, God had a different plan in his wish to go to the city of Rome. God's plan for Paul was not more of gospel preaching in the city of Rome. God's plan consisted of his arrest and imprisonment for about 2 years. Roman guards were replaced every 4 hours to watch Paul, and he was in chains. This restricted his freedom of movement. Our insight comes from such a bleak background. However, Paul says this, "I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually resulted in the advancement of the good news." End of quote. Even such a restricted and embarrassed background resulted in the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How did it happen? He says in verse 13, "Everyone there in the court of the Emperor Caesar, including the palace guard, heard the gospel of Jesus Christ." Secondly, the other believers in Christ had gained confidence and courage, and they began speaking the gospel boldly without fear. Thirdly, even some of the family members of Nero, an evil emperor, believed in Jesus Christ, as elsewhere reported in Philippians 4:22. Fourthly, we have many of the epistles of the New Testament section of the Bible in our hands because of God's plan of Paul's imprisonment. These New Testament epistles he wrote advanced the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ over the last centuries. You see, they could stop the preaching of the gospel in the city of Rome. However, they could not stop him from writing, even though he was in chains. God paved a way for the entrance of the good news of Jesus, even inside the palace and among the palace guards. It also paved the way for the salvation of emperors' own households, his own family, and reached out to millions of people over the years through the epistles he wrote. You see, Paul knew God has a better plan behind all that was happening to him. He understood all things, good and bad, whatever can result in the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Beloved, how about you? Do you know this truth is applicable in your life also? If you let God allow you to use your circumstances, He does not waste any pains or troubles. He causes all things to work together for good, to achieve His plan through it all. Therefore, why don't you rest assured in God's better plan? Paul said in Philippians 4 this. He wrote, "I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little." Then he wrote this, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand your plans are better than my plans, although I may not comprehend it all right now. Lord, I know down on the road, I would see your hands all over my life. You are the loving and sovereign God, and I do submit my will to your plans and purposes. I believe you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to save me, and he died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord now. I open my heart and life to your will and plans. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.